Avril, you've created your own event in the Taste of Dublin and effectively owning your own channel. How important is it for your business to attract the right type of sponsorship, and what does it mean to you?
It's really, really important to get the right fit and the great and the right partners for lots of reasons. From, I suppose, an experiential point of view, it's really important for our customer to have really good activations and a really good experience at the event. But I'm really fortunate that we have had a lot of long-term sponsors who've invested as stakeholders in the event. And each year, it's just a matter, I suppose, of looking and thinking outside the box and trying to, I suppose, enable and engage and make those activations a lot better. So it's really, really important to have the right fit, but it's not all about the commerciality. It's about the experiential side of it as well. And then aligning partners together. It's like any team, as you know. It's making sure that you've got all the right ingredients and that these people all exclusively work together, but at the end of the day, together and perform as a team and allow the event to grow. And again, I suppose just giving customers a really good experience. So it's a good balance.
In terms of the event, what's the priority of the sponsorship? Is it money first, fit second, or vice versa, or is it a more complex kind of decision-making process for you?
The priority is ensuring that we get the right brands and the right fit that really support, I suppose, really a food festival. At the end of the day, taste has become, I suppose, a force in its own right.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate, Jamie, to have a huge amount of, we have a waiting list of people looking to be involved. So we, as a team, go in and select and go, right, how can we, I suppose, align our sponsorships? But longevity would be one of the big, big things for me. I mean, I'm very proud to say that we've never lost a sponsor. Ever. If a sponsor has changed, they've possibly relocated or aligned themselves along a different type of activation. So we're really, really blessed from that point of view. I mean, here we are with Electrolux 5 years now and as a headline. But what we do is we, I suppose, split the categories up, look at the different types of categories, and then, I suppose, pitch out or revisit some of the brands that may have approached us. So it's really, from our point of view, it's a partner that's going to, I suppose, align themselves with us for a long, long time, that's got something to invest. So the commerciality side of it is very important, but that usually naturally evolves anyway and grows. And then it's a matter of, I suppose, ensuring that there's an exclusivity. So the campaign is almost brought together. So it's like any team. You split the whole thing up, you have one goal, and then everybody essentially, I suppose, shares a part of that. So it's a win-win. It's a win from a sponsor's point of view, but it's also a win from an experiential point of view. As a customer, it's very important that the customer gets to experience the brand in a positive way,
And kind of coming from that, following on from that, what type of activations or experiences have you seen that have really stood out to you in terms of sponsorship at the event?
There's been a variety. I mean, there's so many of them, but I suppose from a standout point of view, I mean, some of the key ones, I mean, Electrolux, obviously being our headline, do a huge amount of activations. They do everything from engaging the customers into a secret ingredient experience where they bring along some amazing chefs and talent. They also have a huge showcase of their products. You have Bank of Ireland who come along and actually do something totally different. They do a huge amount of courthouse hospitality, but they also then obviously look at maybe the event from a business point of view and they support up-and-coming businesses from a showcase perspective. So there's a huge mix. I mean, and a really interesting one from my point of view is Sony. I mean, they joined us about 2 years ago as a technology partner. And at the time, their requirement was really just to entertain. And then they saw the opportunity after we presented a whole Taste of Japan last year, and that was really, really funky. And we're taking that to a whole next level. So it's really lovely to see brands start and then grow. Just Eat, again, a really good example of a partner sponsor who joined us going into their second year, and they provided an amazing service for our customers last year, where essentially people could just order food from anywhere in Ivy Gardens and have their food within minutes from a choice of restaurants. So that gave the customer a really, really good experience. It gave Just Eat an amazing exposure, and I suppose just a really, really good outcome. And how we measure that is we create exit surveys. So a lot of the people, obviously, that are basically generally, I suppose, just interviewed ad hocly during the course of the event will give that type of feedback back. And it's all about engagement and having a win-win on both sides.
And how you talked earlier about it, treating it all, everyone's on the same team and with the same type of goals. As the rights holder, essentially, how hard and challenging is it for you to coordinate all these different sponsorships and the different tiers and types of sponsorships that you have?
It is challenging, but it's also, I have to say, I'm very fortunate that I have a great team. So, you know, it's been very, I suppose, very, very clear from day one. Managing expectations, that's for me one of the most important things with sponsorships. It's been very, very clear about what the sponsor is actually buying into. And a lot of the time sponsors are sold, oversold, you know, and that's for that disappointment. So my big belief is actually bringing somebody on board and wowing them and giving them an awful lot more return on their investment than they've actually expected. So, you know, from
you're obviously doing a great job, seeing that you haven't lost a sponsor yet.
We've never lost a sponsor. No, if anything, sort of we've grown. We've had to add various categories. Globally, we're actually used as a template. I mean, they use Dublin as, although UK is ahead of us maybe by 7 years, they come to us for inspiration. So it's great to actually have that. I think we're really, really good at thinking outside the box. I think that's sort of the Irish mentality in general. We're not afraid to try new stuff up. And my whole thing is about mixing it up. And, you know, for example, 2 years ago, we were challenged with a restaurant that we really, really wanted to engage. And it was one of our, let's say, Michelin star restaurants, Chapter One. And we came up with a solution. We thought, well, why can't we just get the restaurant sponsored? So we got Barry's Tea to come along, and that created an amazing experience for both Barry's and Chapter One. So it's sometimes, you know, I suppose tweaking stuff, we have team meetings every week where we just constantly come up with ideas. Sometimes it's going off at the bottom for having a bottle of vino, I hate to say it, but, and, you know, really thinking outside the box and listening, looking ahead, looking at trends. And also my big thing is, you know, when we're pitching to sponsors, actually really understanding what companies, what their requirement is all about. And then almost, I suppose, going back to them and speaking their language and making sure then, and then the account management side of it, it's engaging, executing, and then giving them the feedback, and then holding, retaining them and growing them. It's very easy to pick a sponsor up, but it's hard to hold on to a sponsor.
And how do you measure your success or the sponsorship success?
Well, the fact that we haven't lost a sponsor, I suppose that says it all. The event has grown.
Is that the most important thing to you? Or
success, really, from my point of view, would be looking at sponsors who've engaged and who have grown and who have each and every year sort of added more value, whether it be through experiential or possibly through financial investment, grown with us. You know, and again, you know, given some of the recessionary challenges that we've all had, we're really, really fortunate, actually, to be honest. You know, when a lot of events were really, really finding it tough, people supported Taste because it's a food festival. Food is the new rock and roll. You know, chefs are our new sort of musicians. You know, they're very, very, and I think Ireland as a destination is probably one of the best showcases in the world. One of our themes, for example, this year, it's bringing chefs home. So it's bringing a lot of the talent that's abroad back to Ireland. You know, so it's all about thinking outside the box and going, right, okay, what's funky, what's new? How can we make it more engaging? How can we make it more exciting? But how can we also make sure that we keep sponsors and customers on their toes? Because everybody needs, we all get complacent.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy to sign someone and go, like, you know, there's your name over the door, you know, that's it. That's not what people want anymore. Sponsors have come a long way from the days of possibly a logo on a brochure. It's become far more.
And how do you
integrate it?
You're literally at the front of what's happening on the ground in terms of activation and sponsorship, and right in the thick of it. What do you see are the trends for the year ahead of us?
I would see the trends for the year ahead very much what seems to be it's engagement, it's activations. People that get to showcase and do something different at an event. And again, what I'd say, the longevity of a, a sponsorship. It's not necessarily a sponsor being present for the weekend. It's the pre, on-site and then post. So let's say from a taste perspective, whilst it's a four-day event, it's a three-month campaign. So the trends ahead that I would see, I mean, food is constantly evolving. Mm. You know, sort of the collaborations of different themes, different foods, mixing stuff up. I mean, for example, Barry's Tea possibly looking at a cocktail, you know, Barry's Tea experiential side of, you know, who else, who, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we would never have seen a tea company maybe look at something like that.
Yeah.
So it's really looking and mixing stuff up. And I would say food is absolutely very much on an on trend. Anything to do with food, anything to do with the learning of food, the engagement, people now want to, they want to get in there, they want to get involved in demos, you know, they just don't want to go around and actually just, you know, I suppose choose from stands, they want to learn more. So it's the whole educational side of it that's really, really important. I think that's one of the things we're really, really seeing.
And what, you know, my last question to you would be, what would be the best advice you'd give to a sponsor who's looking to engage with the type of people that are going to be at the Taste Dublin?
Just don't date. Think about getting married. that's really it. It's signing up and it's committing. It's looking at the long-term investment. It's looking at a long-term. I would say to any sponsor, unless you're going to give it 2 or 3 years, don't bother. You know, because it's really, I think it takes about 3 years for a proper sponsorship message to really, really follow through. And, you know, whilst you can get a really good investment out of maybe a four-day event, the alignment with something and committing, and that's what we see. A lot of our sponsors, as such, we're very fortunate. We have Bank of Ireland, they're a three-year sponsor, Electrolux, 5 years, Chill Insurance are going through the third year, Sony into 2 years. So it's a longevity. And I suppose possibly they learnings from that, and sponsors are becoming much more and more aware of that.
Brilliant. But thank you, Arva, for taking the time out to come speak to me. And thank you very much. That's it.
I should have said back to you, Gavin.
Yeah.